The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues.
What a voice, though.
Amazing.
Karen Carpenter, my goodness. Me and Al walking around holding hands in the studio now. Yeah,
yeah, maybe not.
Hey, Joe on the radio. God bless her. God rest her soul. What a great talent.
What a talent.
Great talent.
What a talent.
Shame. And so I appreciate it. Hey, a lot to get in. There's a lot to get into this morning, and we will. And Joe DeGeneva is going to join us momentarily. Gianna Caldwell as well. Dr. Porcher, but Dr. Porcher, Darren's going to join us. Yeah, a lot of just shooting, mass shootings all over. Is anybody addressing the issue when you defund the police, society falls apart? It's a minor detail. You and I see it. They see it, and then. Oh, if you're out of the country and listening to it, or you're out of the state listening to it on our streaming on AM970TheAnswer.com, You have to see what's happening in New York. They have these Democratic primaries. It is there's a couple that are candidates that make sense. I think Andrew Yang makes sense. I like Eric Adams, except that Brooklyn always seems to be having problems. But I like Eric, you know, and Catherine Garcia, former head of sanitation,
correct, and NYCHA,
and she's great. She I like everybody else. It are like these way far regressive left socialists, and they're saying they're picking on Rudy Giuliani. They're using like Rudy Giuliani, like, well, that was when it was bad. Excuse me.
Bad.
Before Rudy Giuliani, the city was like what? Oh, now? It was like it was now. You can't walk down. You got to look over your shoulder.
Right.
There's always something happening somewhere that will put you, I think, in danger. You have to be very careful.
The only thing that people forget is that it did start under David Dinkins. He approved, they got the money approved under Dinkins to get the cops hired. No, all I'm saying is
Rudy Giuliani saved the whole city, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
42nd Street, and because I'm old enough to remember, and I started out in the city. It was back then, the late 70s. Yes, I know. And I walked for you could not walk down 42nd Street in Midtown. It was dangerous. You would get attacked. My Uncle Benny got attacked, you know, on his way to work to Texaco in the Chrysler Building. And he fought the guy off, by the way. So that's the way it is. Now, when you watch the debates, all they talk about is what they're going to do, and no police. And you sit there and you watch the debates and you go, what planet are these people from? And the press never asks them the right question. Like, do you see the demise of the city now? Do you see it? Do you understand it? Do you see that you're letting criminals back on the street and they won't address it? And they go, no, bad, bad, it's bad. And all they do is go, and yet people vote for these people. That's what's frustrating. Are people lazy? If you're a Democrat, are you lazy that you don't look into what the people are talking about who are running in the Democratic Party? Do you see what's happening? Letting criminals back on the street. Man, I'm going to vote Democrat. I'm going to vote Democrat. Anti-Semites. Jews being attacked in the streets. No one's addressing it. The media's not addressing it. The Asian attacks. The Asian, who's attacking the Asian? Why? Why is that happening? And what's the end game? How do you stop it? You know what? You put a detail on it. You put a law enforcement detail on it, and it all stops tomorrow. Oh, it's so easy. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. But it's kind of embarrassing what's happening in New York City at this point. And then, talk about embarrassing. And listen, I've done so many things to embarrass myself over the years. I'm not one to judge. Who am I to judge, really? I've made every mistake you can make, you know? But, you know, I didn't run for president. Now, Joe Biden runs for president. They put him in office, however he gets into office. And that's a whole nother story. And now he's in the G7, and he's just fumbling through. And I feel bad. I'm not angry. It's like I'm not saying I told you so, but you know it is kind of like I told you so. The guy can't handle it. Like he can't. The poor guy. They asked him a question. They asked him a question about it was about Syria, and he kept thinking Syria was Libya, and he went back and forth. He can't keep a train of thought. You know. Hey, I don't know if I could. And doing a schedule like that, going, you know, from England and then going over. Anybody would be confused, but this was a little embarrassing. Charles, you got that audio of Joe Biden speaking yesterday, I believe it was. Yes, please.
We could work together with Russia. For example, in Libya, we should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and economic assistance. I mean, vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to. And by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating.
I feel so bad. We saw it in the debates. Please, Al, thank you. We saw it in the debates. We said he couldn't. He can't stay with. And I'm not saying I'm any better. I'm not coming down on the guy. I'm just saying, how do they let the guy go out there? It's like elder abuse, you know? And he's representing America. And then did you see all of the G7, all the head of all the countries are walking? Who's in the back? Who's in the back flopping the way he flops his feet? It's Joe Biden. And they got mad at President Trump, for pushing his way through the front of the line, you know? Oh, my goodness gracious. And I just kind of feel bad for the guy. And now, and then I'm looking at everybody else who's the head of the countries. And I'm saying, this is who runs the world? Angela Merkel? I mean, really? Boris Johnson? I mean, he's standing out there in the front? Come on. Macron or Justin Trudeau? This is the people that run the world? Are you kidding me? We're in trouble, man.
Macron got slapped in the face a couple of weeks ago. That guy's going to prison for 4 months.
Is he going to prison?
Could you imagine if somebody slapped Biden?
Yeah, he went to hit Macron, but he went over his head because he was so short. He missed him. Oh, sorry. I went to hit him. Duck. I am standing. Do not make fun of me. I am standing. How dare you hit me? I am ducking. Duck. I am standing. I don't have to
Goose.
Duck. I am 2 feet tall. Why should I duck?
Poor guy.
All right. Must be me.
Can you imagine somebody trying to slap Biden or any president for that matter? Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't get close enough.
Yeah. Well, that was scary.
That is pretty scary.
He
walked over to the guy like, hey, how you doing?
I know. You know what? If you don't like Macron, that was wrong. That was wrong. You know what I mean?
Really? It's like the old Benny Hill getting hit with a pie in the face.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It was. That was in France, too.
Yes.
Somewhere in France.
Yes, it was.
So, we're going to see Russia prepared to extradite cyber criminals. And also, did anybody notice this? Somebody mentioned on the news. This is not my theory. But all the money that's going out, all this stimulus money going out to everybody to come, and it's going overseas. And someone tracked it on the news. Charles, we should find that story. The money that we're giving as stimulus is going to companies overseas. The money, to me, is going, and what they said in this report, to the cyber criminals overseas. Has anybody noticed since Biden's been in, we're hacked every which way? See, you probably, this is it.
But that's a, I mean, but that's a bigger problem. Right. That's a bigger problem from years past. That's not Trump. That's not whatever. This is 20 years in the making of these cyber attacks that started and continue to build. And we're not spending the money on cybersecurity that we should be.
It just seems that it's happening under the Biden administration. So let me tell
but
you
it's
what
also private businesses. These are private businesses that are not upping their cybersecurity protocols enough.
And the government doesn't cover their back.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There should be a government oversight of it, or money that can be given to these companies.
Like I said, it's under Biden. All this is happening under Biden. Yeah. It was a Friday. Oh, I was at Somerset Patriot. We haven't talked about that, right?
No, we haven't. Steve, how did it go?
Well, it was great. I went in and it was like the Summer Patriots Park, Somerset Patriot Park.
You didn't hear me screaming in the office.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, we went in and paid a tribute to Stephen Califer, who was I went to high school with Steve. He did a big car company, and he's just been like kind of an iconic personality and much loved throughout Jersey and New York. So he even got nominated for an Academy Award for some documentaries, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, very smart. So every time he would need me to do something, I would do something. Every time if I needed a car, you know, before we were at Route 22 Toyota, I would say, hey, Steve, and Steve would take care of everything.
Well,
like
my
that.
Wife's Volkswagen.
So now they want to do a memorial. Joe, would you sing my way? Like that. Now, it's the old man's tune. I can't. So I call back. I go, why don't I introduce the Frank Sinatra song, and you could show a picture of Steve, and I'll say, here, Steve, always like, and they said, no, Steve kind of wanted you to sing my way. It's like, now, what do you do, man? What do you do?
You got to do it.
So now I go there, walk in, and we're in this suite upstairs, and I saw Suzanne Steve's wife, you know, and the children, beautiful family, by the way, and I've known them 100 years, we know each other.
Right.
Who comes in? Joe Torre shows up. How about that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Joe Torre, so loyal. Classiest guy in the world. Willie Randolph. Talked with Willie. Wow. Willie Randolph. Sparky Lyles.
Oh, that's all. He was former manager of the Patriots.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Now I'm thinking, wow. So then they have a semicircle by home plate and in the stadium. And now people are starting to come in. And I'm going, well, who's sitting in the semicircle? Oh, you guys are. You guys. So I was kind of honored, you know. But now I'm thinking, I got to sing my way to a couple thousand people.
Right.
And this couldn't possibly not turn out okay. You never know, right?
Right.
So no rehearsal, you know. Right. Punch it up. So Joe Torre's eloquent and wonderful. Joe is just the best. And I love him to death. And everybody else, they speak. The kids spoke, and it was nice. And then his wife spoke.
And the end is near. Here he is, Joe Piscopo.
That's what it was. So I couldn't resist. I got up there, and I first told the story about how I was on Fox News, and I did the hit from one of Steve's, dealerships.
Right.
And Sandra Smith goes, Joe, you in a car deal? And I said,
oh, I remember that.
As a matter of fact, you want a car? I got a deal. Sandra, I got a deal. I know a guy. I'll take care of you. Everybody cracked up laughing. It's so Jersey, you know, like
right.
that. So I do a couple jokes up front. We talk about Steve and I being the bad guys, getting kicked out of school. And then I go, okay, if Steve asked me to do this, I'm going to do this. Crank it up. Now, they start my way, the track that I edited and put up, we sent over there. And it's a little low, and you know me, I like everything loud.
Right.
And so I said, come on, pump it up. But a grace of God to make the sign of the cross as I speak now, it worked out great.
Good.
You know, because it's sad.
Yeah.
And now, you know, and then I said, do you hit that note at the end? And that's how great Frank Sinatra was. He could hit the note every time. But somehow, by the grace of God Almighty, I go, my way is how it ends, and applause and great. Then the music continues, you know, that tail end part of my way. I go over, listen to this. I go over and I see Suzanne. I see Steve's wife. And we know each other. It's like family. I go over, I walk over to her while the music's still playing. Mm. And I go, yes, it was Steve's way.
Oh,
come on.
That's great.
And I go, thank God. Because it could be so touchy and so not
And I'm sure the family was very appreciative.
They loved it. Yeah. That, you know, but so it was what a send of fireworks, American flags, bagpipes, you know, that Steve does. So rest in peace, Steve.
It's a beautiful ballpark. And now
I got to tell you something.
Now a Yankees AA affiliate. They used to be
huge,
in Trenton and
huge,
now they're in Somerset. So,
it's huge. Judy sent me a present. Judy sent me a present now.
Good luck.
Look at this.
Did
says,
you open it?
Certifiably germ-free, sanitized with disposable gloves, only to be opened and used by Mr. Joe Piscopo.
Oh, boy.
So it is. This is nice. Now, we also have another fine listener. Linda keeps sending. It never gets to me. Yeah. No.
Maybe that's a good thing.
What?
I'm just saying.
You're an extreme kind of guy. extremely smart, extremely funny, extremely cool. Hope your birthday is as extremely great as you are. From one of your extremely good callers, Judy from Brooklyn. Thanks, Judy. And we'll go to Debbie, and then I'm going to open this up, and let's see what Judy got. And thank you, Judy. You didn't have to get anything. They're sending gifts. That's okay.
Aww.
And, it's wrapped. Look, it's wrapped in a rubber glove. Oh. It's wrapped. And you go, well, I'm a little of a joke. Look, it's got a rubber glove on it. Very, very funny. And, look, it's a beautiful gold pen. How about that? Wrapped in a rubber glove. I need the
good
pen.
Good thing Sibelius on vacation this week.
Yeah, don't touch it. Mm-hmm. Don't touch my pen. No one touch my pen. This is my Judy pen. This is great. How about that? See, we got the best. Okay. We really do have the best listeners, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Joe. Tell Joe Sibelius, hands off the pen. She says it. You are such a gift to all of us. Wishing you great success in everything you do, Judy. Judith is my real name. Judy, God bless you and thank you. We appreciate that. Any other presents, please feel free to send them right to the radio station. Put some cash in the envelope and send it. No, not true. Hey, 20 after 7, Joe DeGeneva is going to join us momentarily. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Yeah, we'll celebrate Joe all week, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening, Joe. First of all, on the PATH trains, Hoboken to World Trade suspended with a track condition west of World Trade. Newark to World Trade running on a 10-minute delay, so we're going to keep an eye on that for you as well. Let's see what's happening as you take a spin to the inbound side of the GWB about 20 minutes in now. Lincoln 15, Holland 25, Garden State Parkway North exit 156 in Clifton, a collision taking two lanes, 1 and 9 northbound getting up towards Central Avenue Kearney, an accident as well. 287 northbound exit 14 in Bridgewater. Watch out for a spin out. It's busy on the eastbound Gowanus getting up through the Prospect, and watch for delays on the westbound BQE. That's busy right through Metropolitan Avenue. Stop and go traffic on the LIE westbound through Jericho Turnpike. More volume heading right out toward Little Neck Parkway. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Looks like some scattered showers today. High of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If you're hiring this summer, you need Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just post a sponsored job and you'll immediately get a shortlist of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Joe.
I mean, why?
Al's the best. My wife, Al. My radio wife, Big Al. No, I'm just combing my... Look at my hair. It's a mess. I'm going to do a video.
Fine, and you're putting a concealer on, and now you look like Cesar Romero. I mean, stop.
I wish I looked like Cesar Romero. Remember that?
Yes.
Ocean's 11? Okay. Wait, can we... Listen, Al, if you marry me and we get divorced, I'm calling Tanya Helfand. I just want to tell you right now. I got a plan. So if you're going through a divorce, I really don't want you to, and you should try to work it out if you can. But you got to have Tanya watching your back, which I wish I had her when I went through my two divorces. Tanya Helfand is a certified matrimonial attorney in New York and New Jersey, 29 years of experience. When you get divorced, you don't realize it. It's not just a divorce. You have to uncouple everything. And the family law entails custody and alimony, child support, complex financial cases. The court doesn't understand this because the politicians come up with these bizarre rules that you have to adhere to in the courtroom, you know? Helfand and Associates represents both men and women in family law matters, and they settle 99% of their cases. But they're prepared to go to trial, locked and loaded to fight for you if they have to. 973-428-0800. Would you schedule a free consultation? Or email Tanya. How about emailing Tanya at TanyaHelfand.com or call 973-428-0800. And be sure to tune in Sundays, 5 p.m. for the show everybody's talking about. It's called Should I Stay or Should I Go? With Tanya Helfand of Helfand and Associates right here on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The two Americans accused of illegally helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn to flee Japan have pleaded guilty. Michael Taylor and his son Peter were accused of hiding Ghosn in a music equipment box on a private jet so he could escape prosecution in Japan. Michael Taylor is a U.S. Forces veteran. He and his son were extradited to Japan from the U.S. in March. They could face up to 3 years in prison. Bitcoin rose to a two-week high today after Tesla CEO Elon Elon Musk said Tesla sold Bitcoin but may resume transactions using it. Coinbase, the cryptocurrency trading platform, is setting up an office in New York. It's based in San Francisco. The New York Post says the Coinbase offices will be in the Hudson Yards complex. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I need surgery. Can we get a plastic surgeon to sponsor the show? Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. I'm hopeless. I want to remind you, please, that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, you got to go to Route 22 Toyota. Everybody's there. Carol, my sister's been down there. Big Al, my buddy Captain Frank has been down there. Everybody goes to Route 22 Toyota. Why? Because you get these great deals like 0% APR financing up to 60 months. How about 0% interest or zero down leases? Let me give you the number. You call. You say, you know, Joey sent me, just like that, Joey sent me, and you'll be taken care of at Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is my man over there. Alex Kinsella standing by. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. You will not have to deal with dummies. They're located right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online, please, at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 726. Joe DeGeneva is the guy, former United States Attorney for the District of Columbia, always backed by popular demand. I know that you always appreciate what Joe has to say. Joe, welcome back to the show. A happy Monday to you, my friend.
And to you, Joe, and your listeners.
Well, we appreciate it. Love having you on. But can we go right to the G7? Before we get to the issues domestically, Joe DeGeneva, what is going on? And I feel bad. I'm not even angry. I mean, with Joe Biden, he's just a step behind everybody else, and I'm being kind, Joe. Is this dangerous? Does Putin look at us, Joe DeGeneva? Does Xi look at us and go, oh, we got these guys. We got these guys, when they see how feeble Mr. Biden is?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that for anybody who believes in real politics, this is a disaster from a perception standpoint. These world leaders are very smart. They didn't get to be where they are because they're bumblers and stumblers.
Hmm.
This accident of history, Joe Biden, who is now president of the United States, has presented a weak and feeble image of the United States to the Europeans and to Russia and others, and they are thrilled. There's nothing that the Europeans love more than a United States that they can talk about this way until they need us very badly.
Yeah.
And then we become bosom buddies like we did in World War I and World War II and in the post-World War II era, where we still have tens of thousands of troops in Germany. This was an embarrassment to the country, but you would never know it by reading the American mainstream media.
Cannot believe it. They're gushing. If you met the Queen, Joe, would you wear aviator shades while you met the Queen of England, this elegant lady who looked 20 years, 30 years younger than Joe Biden, by the way? I mean, what was he thinking, really?
Well, I really don't think he's thinking very much. I mean, I think Dr. Jill Biden, his wife, who actually is running the presidency. She is Edith Wilson incarnate.
Yeah.
The bottom line is the Queen Mother is doing her duty. She's inviting them over because she has to invite the President of the United States over because of our special relationship with Great Britain.
Yeah.
But make no mistake about it, the Queen is very astute, and she realizes that she is dealing with someone who is befuddled and incompetent.
Yeah.
And she's kind enough and gracious enough and powerful enough not to have to say or do anything about it other than tolerate it.
Yeah.
It's really quite sad for the country to watch him. And I think his performance over there, his stumbling, his verbal tics, his inability to construct a compound sentence, his meandering, it's really quite something. And to watch the American mainstream media prop him up is even worse.
Yeah, and to see that now he and Biden did not have a press conference together. I don't know that Joe Biden could and Vladimir Putin had a press conference together. I don't think that I don't think Biden could have kept up with Putin. But correct me if I'm wrong, Joe.
It's all about optics. It's like Kamala Harris not going to the border or the president not going to the border. It's optics.
They
do not want to be photographed down there. And the president would not be able to hold his own with Putin.
Yeah. Now, are there more hacks? Is it my imagination? Are there more hacks since Biden's been in office? And Russia just running rampant with hacking? Or maybe it's North Korea. Sure. Maybe it's Turkey. Maybe it's Iran. We don't know. China. But it seems like all this is happening under this Biden administration. Joe, no one's talking about it, my friend.
Well, there's no doubt that this administration projects weakness as a policy. They want to appear weak. They want the rest of the world to think they're not Donald Trump, they're not the Trump administration, that the United States is not projecting itself and its power in the interest of freedom around the globe. Why you would want to do that is beyond me. At just watching our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, be insulted by the Chinese in Alaska was enough to make you want to sort of slap him in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, what in the world made him sit there and take that and not either say something back to them or leave the room?
Exactly.
I can't imagine George Shultz sitting there as Secretary of State and listening to that drivel from that Chinese apparatchik. You know, here they are having spread COVID-19 around the world purposely, in my opinion, and they have the gall to sit there and lecture the United States, which created the vaccine, to save the world. I mean, it is the perfect juxtaposition of evil versus good. And our incompetent Secretary of State couldn't handle the moment. This administration cannot handle the moment. Just look at Vice President Harris. She is two things. She is two things. She is incompetent and she is a hot dog. She is unbelievably incapable of performing the duties of the vice president, and those answers to Lester Holt and others, and this constant giggle, this nervous giggle, it's not a nervous giggle. That's who she is.
Yeah.
That's the lightweight that became vice president of the United States. Remember, her own state, California, didn't want her to be president.
Right.
And look what they got. This is what the magnificent operation run by Barack Obama to get everybody out of the race except Joe Biden has brought us. What I mean, I watch her, and it is so embarrassing. I cannot believe it. It's just, it's remarkable.
You know, Joe, you speak the truth. Joe DeGenova, something to be concerned about, and the mainstream media will not touch it. And Joe, if we may, I want to ask Joe about these House lawmakers proposing bipartisan legislation, aimed at the country's biggest tech companies. Do you think any of these bills will actually become law? Somebody's got to step in. The censorship in the 21st century in the United States of America. And then that's what gets me bad, if I could pontificate for a second, Joe. You got Joe Biden telling everybody how to live. We're America. And then they lecture. They lecture. And that's why China threw it right back in our face. And now you got big tech censoring Americans. I could see by my Twitter account being lopped off, you know, by the thousands. And no one's doing anything about it. Do you think any of this will become law to maybe curtail these monoliths that are censoring us?
I doubt it. I just see no consensus. There are all these different bills, these antitrust bills to break up big tech. There is, I think it's almost impossible, given the ideological differences that exist in the House and the Senate, for anything to become law. Plus, remember, you have to get the president's signature. Biden is already in the pocket of big tech. He got elected because of them. He's not going to do anything whatsoever to mess up their little bailiwick. So I think there's a lot of sound and fury, and it signifies nothing. I think all these members of Congress, some of them may be well-intentioned, they may be acting in good faith, but nothing is going to happen. And the American people are going to have to decide how they want to function. If they want to let big tech censor people in violation of Section 230, in my opinion, there's just no doubt that they are not merely platforms, that they are editorial publications. They are censoring people. The mere fact that they are censoring people is a clear violation of Section 230. They are not moderating content. They are discriminating against conservative thought. Mm. It's fairly obvious to anybody. And what's embarrassing is that the American federal judiciary continues to protect them. I don't understand what the federal courts are doing. Clarence Thomas has written extensively about this. He's shown conclusively how this can be taken apart legally, and it's just a matter of time when the courts will eventually do it. I have no faith in Congress being able to solve this problem.
Joe DeGenova, kind enough to join us. You've been very gracious with your time, Joe. It's just very frustrating. Any news, if I may, sir, before we let you go, Joe? The Durham probe, anything happening? Joe, can we go back to Hillary's email? Anything happen to Hillary? Did anything happen? 33,000 or so? Anything, anywhere, Joe? Nothing, right?
Double standard.
Yeah.
You know, if you can destroy while they are under subpoena 33,000 emails and laugh about it publicly, then you know what impunity and immunity look like in the flesh.
Amen. That's Joe DeGenova. Joe, always appreciate it. God bless. Best to you and Victoria. We'll talk to you. Hopefully we'll see you sooner than later, Joe, you know?
You bet, Joe.
Thank you, my friend. Joe DeGenova right there, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, laying it all out objectively and pragmatically, you know, backed by fact. Ooh. What a surprise. 7:36 with Joe on the radio. That's one thing you don't see in the news. Backed by fact? I don't think so. 7:36 on AM 970. The answer. I see the phone calls. We'll go there momentarily. 877-970-2999. Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970. The answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
66 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Goldman Sachs workers are going back to the office in the U.S. and U.K. today. Last week, the Wall Street giant required its U.S. workers to report their vaccination status. In a memo, workers were given until last Thursday to disclose whether they got the vaccine and which shot they received. The company says the information will allow for a safer return to the workplace. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission said it's legal to ask workers about vaccination status as long as the information is kept confidential. Community members in Sayreville are upset after military flags were recently removed from a parkway overpass. A rally was held yesterday near the Main Street Bridge with demands for the Turnpike Authority to allow the flags to fly. There had originally been flags representing each branch of the military. The agency says only American flags can be placed on turnpike parkways and bridges. In sports, Bucks beat the Nets 107-96 in Game 4 of their Eastern Conference playoff series in Milwaukee. Series now tied at 2 games apiece. The Islanders topped the Lightning 2-1 in the first game of their Stanley Cup semifinal matchup in Tampa. Philly shut out the Yankees 7-0 in Philadelphia. The Bombers were swept by the Phillies. They've now lost 3 straight. The Padres over the Mets by the final of 7-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Watch for delays on the eastbound Gowanus up by 38th with an accident blocking a lane. Then your busy eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Traffic slowing down on the LIE westbound at Comac Road with an accident just cleared out of the way. And we're still seeing a lot of volume on the Cross Bronx westbound Bruckner out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound side of the GWB still waiting 25 minutes. Lincoln 15, Holland about 20. It's kind of busy this morning on the Garden State Parkway North at 156. A collision collision taking two lanes. And then at the Bergen Tolls, another accident, 109 northbound getting up towards Central Ave in Kearney. It's an accident there to watch out for as well. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly this morning as you take a ride over to 84 westbound at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It's all due to some ongoing construction. Spraying south at 100B in Greenburg, a collision. Watch for some scattered thunderstorms today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It covers just a little. Look, just a little. See?
What do you mean it covers just a little? Just there's a little quarter of the corner bottle still left in
so
there.
So I get my nice French toast that came in. Looks pretty good. And then, of course, I grab for my 100% maple syrup, and there's like a drop in there. Is someone stealing it?
That's it's you. You're the only one who uses it.
I know. Look.
There's nobody here in the office.
We're all coming back, though, right?
That's what I hear. That's the rumor. That's the rumor. I've been here all along, but, you know, that's the rumor. So.
Your hair looks good.
Thank you.
Can you get me some maple syrup?
If we have to, we can.
Make a run. We'll make a run.
Yep.
I know a guy. Yeah. Hey, did you call Relief Factor yet? Let me give you the number. It's 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. And I want you to call because it works. It works for me. It worked for me in 5 days when I did the 3-week quick start. And I'm very, very careful with what I put in my body. Relief Factor is specifically crafted from a powerful combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil. And Relief Factor has 4 100% drug-free ingredients that target your body's inflammation to give you wonderful relief, right? So you got back pain, joint pain, hip pain, knee pain. I got it all from working out, getting older, whatever it is. I tried the 3-week quick start, boom. This formula is trusted by thousands that have had the same problems as you and I. Right? Give your body the relief it needs today with Relief Factor. Do it right now. I know you listen, and sometimes you go, I'll call, I don't know, and then I'll meet you, and you'll go, Joe, does that really work? It really works. I'm telling you, for me, it really works. And how do we find out if it works for you? With the 3-week quick start, 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, or start here, please, relieffactor.com.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need, 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE, 844-57-BIBLE.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Curtis Sliwa. We can't afford to elect another dope from Park Slope like Bill de Blasio. That's why I'm running for mayor, to support and refund the police and to take back the streets and subways from the criminals. To do that, I need your support to reach our goal by the end of the week. Go right now to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Your contribution will help save our city at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Paid for by Curtis Sliwa for Mayor.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
7:42 on the radio with Joe Piscopo, AM970 The Answer. Love having you with us. Love telling you about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. $29.98 for a standard queen premium MyPillow, by the way. $29.98, regularly $69.98. It's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium pillow from Mr. Mike Lindell. This is for you. Go to MyPillow.com. You click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code JOEP, Joe P. You'll remember that. Just think of E.T. Joe P. Ouch. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all my pillow products. By the way, you got to get the Giza Dream bed sheets. Spectacular. How about the My Pillow mattress topper? My Pillow towel sets? All great. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Go to MyPillow.com. $29.98 for a standard queen premium pillow from Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on that radio listener square. Use the promo code, please. Joe P.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Today's Newark Trivia Question is brought to you by Securitas, your trusted security partner, helping make the world a safer place.
Now for the entire month of June, AM 970, The Answer and the Joe Piscopo Show are spotlighting the city of Newark, New Jersey. And we want to reward you if you get the correct answer to our trivia question, 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Call to correctly answer the trivia question, and you will receive a $100 gift card from Don Pepe Restaurant. This is legendary, bringing classic Spanish cuisine to Newark since 1981, combining old-world charm with modern elegance. Visit Pepe. You got to visit Pepe and Luisa Lopez for a charming dining experience. I think that's where I met Anthony Pope. You know,
is that right?
Yeah, right there at Don Pepe. It's like a legendary Newark dining experience, institution, like for 40 years. So you got to go. By the way, $100 gift certificate, all right? I digress. Can we get to the trivia question? We know this. What famous comedian served as an usher at the Paramount Theater in New York? I guess you're talking about, yeah. What famous comedian, and this is a Newark trivia question, served as an usher? I wouldn't have known the answer to this. You know,
I would have said Joe Piscopo, but it's not.
The trivia question for today is, who can get maple syrup to Joe quicker than...
No.
Oh, that's it. So, what famous comedian served as an usher at the Paramount Theater? 877-970-2999. Correctly answer the question, and you'll receive a $100 gift card from the legendary Don Pepe Restaurant, bringing classic Spanish cuisine to Newark since 1981, combining old-world charm with modern elegance. Visit Pepe and Luisa Lopez for a charming dining experience at Don Pepe. It's a Newark dining institution celebrating 40 years. Thank you and good luck. Hey, Joe on the radio. Yeah, you know what, Charles? Maybe Nick can go out and he can do that. Is that being harassed? Am I harassing if you ask a worker?
No.
I'm afraid to say anything.
He's done getting the answer for the trivia question. Huh? We can send them. Yeah.
All right. Nick's getting the answer. Yeah. Right, and we'll have an answer. You know what? I don't know that I know. I don't want to give away. We'll see what's going on. Let me know when we get an answer to that question, because I think I know it. Hey, Joe on the radio, can we go to Judy for 2 seconds?
Sure.
Judy, thank you so much for my pen. I love it. You are so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, you're so special, and we want to thank you, and that's part of why. You know, 4 weeks ago on your Frank Sinatra show, you had a lady there, and she was talking about June 17th, very special day, and I go, oh, I got to get him something.
Oh, thank
you. This is a no-brainer. I forgot to put in Snicker bars and maple syrup. I'm sorry. Next time. But I want to tell you something. First of all, you are the best guy out there on the planet. I'm not. You're one of the best guys out on the planet. Absolutely. Because Dr. Gork is coming on. You know I love him.
Yes.
So listen, I want to wish you many, many happy, healthy, and wealthy birthdays.
Thank you.
All your wishes come true, Joe. You know why?
Because
you deserve it.
Ah, Judy, you're the best. That's so. And I love the rubber glove just to be safe.
I had to do that. No one touched it. No one touched the pen. Nothing. Brand new. And you know what? It's a brand new Parker design. Like he told me, this is like just came in. So I just want you to know.
You're the best. Oh,
you're the best.
Judy, thank you.
I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Yeah, birthday coming up. This is nice. It's a nice pen, a very gold, nice gold pen. I'm going to keep it close. No one touches
it. Just keep
this.
It
no
in your pocket.
Don't
leave it out.
I never put a pen in my pocket with the thing like that. Does that look
around? Because you're afraid it's going to explode.
I need the pocket.
You got a little pocket protector. Aw, you want me to get you a little, you know. Abacus, too, and, you know. protractor.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Do we get a winner? Do we have a winner?
We do. If you could, Nick, if you could run that into me.
Yeah,
and
put, put the mic on for Nick. Put him on the air.
Well, he doesn't have headphones on. Run the name into me.
Okay, we'll see. But because I was curious about this, I want to talk about it, but I'm afraid to say anything because I don't want to give away the answer to the question. Who worked as an usher at the Paramount Theater?
Right.
Who,
right.
And thank you, Nick. Who's the winner?
All right, who's the winner?
Yeah.
It's Ginny Riley from Nutley, New Jersey.
Nutley! Ginny from Nutley. And the answer is?
The answer is?
Lady!
That would be Jerry
Lady!
Lewis.
Lady! Jerry Lewis, that irritate you this morning? Lady!
Yes.
Oh, you know. Man, okay. I did that roast with Dean Martin. I kicked myself. Dean, Mr. Sinatra's to my left. Dean Martin's to my right. And I'm there. And all I had to do, I just didn't have the guts to do it. Does this bother you, Dean? Lady! You know, after they broke up, because it was still sensitive. Right. So I didn't want to say anything. Dean! 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 Right in his face. And he would have cracked up. You know that.
No,
the old man would have loved it. Why? Yeah. I didn't have the guts. Totally choked. Choked because I was around my heroes, you know. Jerry Lewis apparently was an usher at the Paramount Theater.
Right.
He went on not too many years later as a young man with Dean Martin. They were like Elvis. They were the Elvis of comedy. No one knows how popular Martin and Lewis were.
Ginny from Nutley, New Jersey wins the gift card.
$100
to
Don Pepe. Yeah. Don Pepe is great. And then Jerry really is technically from born in Newark and brought up in Irvington.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting to see. Paramount was where Frank Sinatra, where the Bobby Soxers were in the 1940s. A legendary theater indeed. Hey, that is the Paramount in New York they were talking about, not in Newark.
I believe the Paramount in Newark.
Yeah, yeah. In Newark? Oh,
I believe the Paramount in Newark.
I think it was,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, whatever
you
got it right.
Whatever it is, you got it.
That's right.
Hey, Debbie's on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame. Happy Monday to you, my dear. Everything okay in your life? Everything good?
That's Ginny. She went to Italy with us. Ginny and her husband,
hey,
Joe.
Of course.
Hi,
how about that? How about that? And you know what? We're going back. I keep talking to Steve Perillo. I keep talking to Dr. Gorka wants to go. I said, come on, we'll all go. Let's go.
Yes.
It's so time. Mm-hmm. Maybe after the fall we'll go. Maybe into the fall we'll go.
I'm thinking more
like next spring is the way they're going to set it all up. But I'm taking the kids. We're all going. We got to do it.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at me like I'm Steve Perillo. I don't know when you're going. I mean, you got to talk to him. I don't know anything about it.
You should go.
I would like to go.
You're buying handbags at the Short. He goes to the Short Hills Mall. If you want to spend as much as you possibly can, you go to the Short Hills Mall. Al takes Jennifer to the Short.
Yeah.
Take her to Italy. Say, forget the handbag.
Yeah,
you
can
get
the handbag in
Florence, right, Debbie? We'll go to Florence.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I would like to do that.
All right. You're on. Charlie and Joey Sebilia keep the fort down. Debbie, we got traffic this morning. Is it nutty out there?
I'll tell you what's happened. Plenty of action. Congratulations again, Ginny, and hello to you and Joe. Let's see what's happening right now on the Taconic southbound at Route 100 getting into Briarcliff Manor. Watch out for an accident on the shoulder. It's still kind of busy this morning on 84 West at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge getting into Newburgh with ongoing road work. Garden State Parkway North by the Berg and Tolls, a collision 109 North by Central Ave and Kearney, an accident there as well. Let's see what's happening at the inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 15, Holland's still about 20 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing some volume this morning on the West Side Highway. Looks like you're moving solely southbound through the 50s with an earlier accident cleared. Henry Hudson southbound in the 230s. It's an accident blocking a lane. And the eastbound Gowanus at 38th. They just cleaned up an accident. Traffic is still moving pretty solely right through that stretch. And traffic still moving solely LIE westbound through Jericho Turnpike. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
Eric Metaxas believes the facade is falling.
The world has gone insane. The world's always been insane, but the veneer is coming off. If you're somebody who believes in the Bible, you understand we're living in a fallen world and that everything being nice is just kind of camouflage for what's underneath, which is, spoiler alert, sin and death.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, Hidden Options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted, call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 754. You know, the world is full of risk. You know that there are forces at play that threaten the things you care most about. Protecting what is valuable to you is constant work. Securitas is with you every step of the way. Securitas defends what you hold most dear as if it were your own. If you are as passionate about your security and safety, why not consider a career in security? Securitas is now hiring as nationwide demand for security increases, and you know that. Securitas is seeking a significant number of professionals to immediately join their team. Securitas is offering paid training, competitive wages, sign-on bonuses, enhanced benefits, educational advancement, and opportunities for growth in the company. Learn more and apply online today at SecuritasJobs.com. That's SECURITAS, SecuritasJobs.com. Securitas, your trusted security partner, helping making the world a safer place.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Lundberg. There's the boy right there. 756. Joe, how are we doing weather-wise? Raining all day, you say?
Nope, I don't think it's all day. Okay. I think it's off and on. In fact, I think this first batch is going to get out of here within the hour, and then the late morning and midday hours, just pretty cloudy, maybe a few sun breaks, and then some other stuff will try to develop mid to late afternoon, and could be some strong thunderstorms toward the end of the day across the area.
Oh, okay. Well, because it started to pour this morning, you know, and then the rest of the week is looking like what, Joey?
It gets better. Tomorrow, there's still a good risk for a shower or two, mainly in the morning. Starts to dry out in the afternoon, then the rest of the week's fine. We'll be in the 70s for highs on Wednesday and Thursday, probably mid-80s on Friday, and it should be rain-free Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay, good. A birthday and on to Father's Day. Father's Day is going to be okay, you think?
Father's Day looks like it should be okay. In between Saturday, there may be a shower or thunderstorm with a front, but hopefully it dries out, and Sunday's going to be a very nice, comfortable day for Father's Day.
Well done. How many miles over the weekend, Joe? Dare I ask, my friend?
Did 90 on Saturday and about 50 yesterday.
Ah, one right after another. Pickle juice. Yes. Pickle juice and chicken broth.
Yes.
Oh, God bless you. You're unbelievable. Yes. Joe, you're an animal, but you're an inspiration to us all. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. Joe, he is our...
Keep moving.
Our marathon man meteorologist. You know, I had the kids over on Saturday. They came over, and we had such a good time, and one thing led to the next, and then I'm trying to do my work, and we did the work, and then we had fun. I forgot to work out. That's psychologically. It just kind of gets to you. This guy's doing 90 miles, 70 miles.
Like it's
one shot. One shot.
90 miles.
Oh, Gianno Caldwell. Gianno Caldwell, Fox News political analyst, host of the new iHeartRadio podcast, Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. He speaks his mind, and he's one of the brightest young kids that you'll know. I call him a young kid. He is a young guy, and we're proud to have him on the show, as is Dr. Darren Porcher, retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace, former Army officer, all-around great guy. Darren will join us. Dr. Gorka on the show live. Russ Salzberg with us. We got a lot to get into, and we're coming right back right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion,